Now we'll check in with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette in Schenectady. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Lucas.
So you have an interesting story this morning about a pair of goat thieves.
Yeah, two Fort Plain men who stole 21 goats from a Canajoharie farm last December. They were sentenced to jail time in order to pay $1,400 in restitution. One of the men, his name is Michael Sumner, he will spend 2.5 to 5 years in state prison after he pled guilty to third-degree grand larceny. The second man, he's Brandon Hume, he was sentenced to 4 months of weekends in jail with 5 years of probation after pleading guilty to third-degree grand larceny. The men are equally responsible for the restitution of $1,400, which is the amount the pair sold the goats after stealing them from the farm of Mary Grace Hoig early on the morning of December 9th. Sumner and Hume sold the 16 adult goats and 5 kids on Craigslist to a Broome County man for meat. And they were arrested just 3 days later when the man learned via Facebook that Hoig was missing exactly that number of goats. According to Hoig's account at the time, the man had to break through a fence to steal the goats from their pens. Then they dragged them to a nearby cemetery and loaded them onto the back of a pickup truck. After learning of the theft, the buyer held the goats and returned them safely to Hoig by the end of the week. Hoig said that the goats were not for dairy or for meat, but were just for family pets. He was very happy to get them back. Said they were more like dogs than farm animals to her. So that's the end of that kind of goat rustling story that we've been following since December.
I guess people in the goat industry must be well connected.
Correct. On social media.
Judy Patrick is editor of the Daily Gazette in Schenectady. For more, you can pick up a paper or visit dailygazette.com.